Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Hallelujah. This is Memorial Day. But there is, on this day, and I wanted to stay in the wonderful flow here tonight, this God, I just want to know God is feeling good. We want each of you to get the anointing here tonight. That there's an impartation to each of you of faith and of victory and of triumph. That Jesus is triumphant and he's giving you the victory, and that seven supersedes six. And I'll tell you more about it, but I saw that. Savi, wave your hand. There you are. I saw that as a prophetic word for you, that seven supersedes six. And your defining, I saw the letter seven come over you, which represents the sevenfold washing that we got, the splashing from the blood of Jesus, that he splashed his blood over us seven different ways, that when he was in the cross, he gave it for us. And each aspect, the blood of Jesus is perfect, and he's coming over you, and every seven different ways he is touching you tonight in the name of Jesus. And we speak that over you in Jesus' name. For Ellis also, I just speak that for you, that the sevenfold splashing of the blood of, and I just literally saw not just the shedding but the splashing of the blood of Jesus, that it is speaking mercy and healing and restoration and refreshing. And it has very little to do with us and with you, but with him. To him be all the glory and the praise. And that there are things and callings that are still to be fulfilled. There are things that you're going to see about your grandbaby, that you're going to see that grandbaby grow and grow and graduate from high school in the name of Jesus. And that there is, tonight God is saying, take the limits off, because the awesome victory that we have barely touched, the victory of the Lamb of God, that he was able to overnight break the chains of more than 2 million people who had been in bondage. Just the shadow of the Lamb brought them out overnight. It did not matter how many were wheelchair patients, how many were on dialysis, needed to be, or had kidney disease or heart disease, or how many had been crippled in the works of Pharaoh. But it did not matter how weak, whether they had malaria, cholera, whatever. Overnight, they walked out in total health and wholeness. And it's because worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. So let's all stand up and give him a big cheer. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Say, worthy is the Lamb. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor, say, you have the victory because of the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And touch your neighbor or someone next to you. Say, breakthrough is coming. and is at hand right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as we commemorate Memorial Day, God says, and I don't want you to get morose and look at it and say, oh, boo-hoo. No, no. The ones who laid down their lives, we need to celebrate. Yeah. That we celebrate. When we look at Jesus, for example, we don't, overall, the word is not boo-hoo. He was on Calvary. But wow, the Lamb rose from the dead, alive forevermore. And He is the commander of the armies of the living God. And so all our veterans who gave their lives, all the wonderful men and women who have gone before us. I was looking around, and this is the first year in nearly, what, I don't know, about 20 years that we don't have one of the great soldiers that was in our congregation, Johnny Cook. He would always be the leader in marching with the flag, honoring Veterans Day and Memorial Day. And but I believe if there was any day he would be picking down, it would be this weekend that his spirit would be joining us and shouting and being Johnny, you know. So we honor all the veterans. Archie Tillett, who was fought in the Second World War. He was on the ships there. And we honor all of part of our body. Some of them are waiting for us. Probably Archie will come and say, what took you so long? Been waiting for you. And Johnny definitely will say that. So we want to honor the ones who have gone before us. I was brought up in the British colonies, and so in my upbringing, and their Memorial Day is called Poppy Day, and there would be people selling for the volunteer contributions to people who need help, but they would sell little poppies that would be like miniature handmade, they would not be real poppies, but just imitation little flowers. But we remember all the soldiers who have gone before us, who laid down their lives. You may be seated, but then we're going to march around and just give honor to the Lord. There is a scripture I want you to remember, that there are several like this, but Romans 13 verse 7 says, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom is, fear to whom fear, and honor. And the fear by being a fear of the Lord. And then we teach our children honor for authority. So where there are police or all of that, when they say, hey, there's an accident, don't go this way, you go, you don't have a struggle with it, you honor whatever the police say. Or honor those who serve us, and they're only serving us. So fear, to whom fear. It's a King James version of saying, you know, respect the authorities. Honor to whom honor. Say honor to whom honor. So as we worship and take time, and it's so wonderful. Thank you, Jenna and the team. Give them a clap, will you? Thank you for the worship, all the team. And we do it with exuberance. It doesn't matter. Often I've had crowds of nearly 500,000. So, but I love being in the presence of different other people and worshiping the Lord and reaching out to Him and just be unashamed and be crazy. Here, if you want to roll on the floor, nobody will be disturbed. If you want to shout, if you feel an urge to stand up and run around, it's fine, you know. Say, I feel it. Yes, you're welcome to feel it, that the anointing goes from the top of your head to the tip of your toe. But today I felt like 7 supersedes 6. And it's, I'll put it in context, but the sense that it is important for us always, that weekly we gather together, that we remind ourselves. Part of it is that it says, forsake not the gathering of yourselves. And it's not so much a religious enforcement, you better show up and all. It's for your good that you take a multivitamin. But pay homage and call and get together on Sundays, for example, for your own good, so that the electricity of the Lord does not short circuit after a while. You are always zapped. You are in tune with what the Lord is saying. You're in tune. God has commissioned us. And when you get in tune, like this, is we have a concentrated time to get in tune. I've seen people, I mean, the atomic particles are getting in tune with the glory of God. And as the glory goes through that someone in their family, it can be, I mean, I remember touching a cabinet minister in Ivory Coast, and his girl, his young lady, he had sent a college student from Ivory Coast that's in Africa. He's a former French colony, had sent his daughter to France, and they speak French. And then, instead of going to university, she kind of fell into doing drugs, and then she got into prostitution. And that's they were crying. The family was very close, and then they'd not heard from their daughter for 5 years. And they're just in terror of what would happen, because she was the pimps and all of the kind of stuff that's in that prostitution rings and all of this. They were just thinking any day we will hear a call saying our daughter is dead and all of that. They were so fearful. And they came up and showed me their flag. It wasn't a big open meeting, but they were just in total distress, and they showed me the picture. I remembered the name. Her name was Angela, and said, "We are devastated by this. Can you say a prayer?" And he was one of the leading cabinet minister in the cabinet of the government there, and they were weeping and crying, but their vibration was morose. They were depressed. They were defeated, and something I wanted to offer comfort, and instead a rebuke came. Said, "Stop crying. It's time to fight." I felt like it was the Spirit of the Lord correcting. I hope. But I said, "Give me that picture." I said, put my hand on her, on the picture. I said, "Lord, I send you your angels right now to find Angela and bring her home in the name of Jesus." And they came the next day and said, 7 hours later, after you prayed, the Spirit of God fell on my daughter in Paris, France, and it so convicted her, she called home, called her dad, after not hearing for 5 years, not a word, and said, "Daddy, I want to come home. Send me the plane ticket, and I will come tomorrow." And so, I mean, the angel of the Lord came and totally delivered her from all the drugs, overdose. But it's like at that time, as a servant of God, I was vibrating, if I can say it, you know, the tuning fork, how it vibrates, and go, and then you put the other tuning fork, and it picks up, ding ding, you know. Well, as we worship, even tonight, this prophetic word, I was vibrating there, saying, "This is God is saying, I want to give you guys victory." And it's the victory that was earned at Calvary. And more victory for you, more victory for your children. And then as I put it in context, that there are the men and women who have given their lives to keep us free, that I believe that the Lord took them to heaven the moment if they fell. And one of my memories, clearest memories of, you know, when I think of Memorial Day, so Bonnie and I I will never forget walking from the beaches of Normandy, where the D-Day landings and all the things, we got to walk all over there in Normandy. And it was just awesome, awesome sight. I even remember afterwards we went and then went to a French restaurant and ate all kinds of sea creatures, unique. I sometimes sit down and tell you all the varieties of stuff and we had plenty of time to walk. So we walked all over there, and Ronald Reagan talked about the Pont du Hoc, where those guys climbed the hill. We got to march where the American soldiers in the thousands gave their lives. And then not too distant from the beaches, you see the cemetery to honor the American soldier. It was one of the most moving things to see thousands and thousands of burial crosses and some stars of David, and almost all of them, pretty much most of them, were either in their late, like 18, 19, 20, 21, and that they, you know, it might not be a bad idea, Memorial Day, to watch the movie The Longest Day, and it was very well done, but it tells us the truth about what happened in a movie industry way, but the sacrifices these guys made. And I felt like I was, years before, I was prophetic that some of the last scenes in Saving Private Ryan, when the guy goes and kneels at the feet of the grave of his captain and says, thank you. And before I ever saw the movie, that what Bonnie and I, and she was really 7 month, was it 7 or 8? Eight month pregnant with Ben. And we were walking and I thought, my son is going to grow up in a free country, partly because of these guys who laid down their lives. Ben was not even born yet, but I felt we owe it so much. Number one, the greatest veteran we owe it to, which we will, he'll always be our best friend, our commander-in-chief, Jesus Christ. He is the greatest veteran. He is the commanders of the armies of the living God, and he truly is the veteran. He took the stripes, son. If there's anyone who needs the Medal of Honor, he is. And we always, therefore, pay him homage and give him all the glory. So, by the way, I remember in our early part of our ministry, one of the men that we got was part of our flock in the church in Fort Lauderdale was he now had a carpet business, but he was one of the main chefs of General Patton. So he had all kinds of stories. But I said, wow, I just ate a meal cooked by the chef of General George S. Patton. I felt something anyway. But render honor to whom honor is due. And that's important for us, that tonight as we honor those who fell, who gave their lives for us, that we pay them homage. We thank them, thank their families. I remember, and I never get bored by some of the stories. Cindy Decker's dad, she told me about her dad, he was in the armed forces, and I hope I'm getting it correct. I think it was her dad, not her grandpa. But he was where the American forces were some of the first to get a breakthrough in some of the main concentration camps where the Jews had been held. That it was just, you'd never forget. But remember, those guys laid down their lives to set the captives free, just like Jesus Christ. And one of the main things they set free was the concentration camps. And they saw personally witnessed the Holocaust. But in every one of those, we would see small flags of the U.S., and then we would see the big flags. By the way, I remember one of the children many years ago that I prayed for as growing. He's a little kid named Matthew. And he served in Iraq. This is just a few years ago, I think, during the time of George Bush. And he was severely wounded by an IED. And he was taken to the hospital in Germany. And he was full of trauma, and they couldn't do much for him. His parents, and they called me on the phone to pray for him. But the bomb had just a terrible effect, and he passed away. And Bonnie got to be there when they had honored him by his official burial at Arlington National Cemetery. But in all of these, you will see the flag of the U.S. And I just want to talk just the moment that we honor those soldiers, we honor also the flag that they honor and they serve. And so I wanted to, now if Johnny was here, I would love him. He would probably be pushing for me to let him come up and hold it up, you know. But this is the flag of the United States. And tonight we honor the flag also, under which all of these men and women gave their lives. And take note of here. Ed, you want to come and spread it out for us for a moment? I just want to explain that there is the where the stars are, that is the we honored the soldiers who served under this flag of the United States of America, and that there is the part, the stars on a blue background, and the blue, by the way, is the color of grace, and it represents heavens also. The heavens declare the glory of God. And then there are 50 stars. And it's prophetic. But the Lord says, in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. But these are the latter times. Until recently, until about 50 years ago, there were 48 stars, but now there are 50. And I think it's not by accident that it's 50. And 50 represents Jubilee. That we are coming, and we are celebrating tonight the tremendous blessing we all are going through as a nation for economic restoration. That we are really in a season of Jubilee. That the debts are being paid off, that whoever wants a job can get a job, that we are in a time of grace and favor and outpouring of wealth, that even we don't have to, you know, that blessing in Deuteronomy 28, you will lend, but you will not borrow. We were, and somehow the more I find out, the more I feel like we have been for many years so bamboozled. And that there were people who were more in the pay of other nations and bribed by the nations, even though there were a lot of them. I don't want to go too much into detail, but they kept us, even though we could have, we were in a place where we didn't have to borrow, but lend. And now, because the captives have been set free, all the silly regulations have been taken away, we were allowed to produce as much oil and gas as we could. And now we are an exporting nation. And so we don't have to be fear of terrifying some Middle East crazy dictator to get oil. But we are self-sufficient. So we thank you. In a sense, this is 50. This is Jubilee. We are in a season of Jubilee where we don't have to borrow, but we release blessing. It means we can have greater freedom because we do not have control from a lot of the Middle Eastern nations we used to have pay homage to. So this is 50, it's Jubilee. It's also 50, by the way. Jubilee affects your children. Your children will come home. Wherever they were enslaved, they're coming home. Our grandchildren, wherever, in any kind of oppressive, whether it's economic restoration they need, or physical, or emotional, or deliverance from drugs. We are declaring this is the year of Jubilee. Say, this is the year of Jubilee for me, for my family, for my children, for my grandchildren, that we are blessed, our nation is blessed. We are debt free. Say, debt free. And just turn around to a neighbor and say, you are debt free. Turn to the other one and say, Jubilee. So that's the prophetic number here. And it happened in the latter days. It not until the 19, after, when was Alaska voted in? It was 40, after 1948, 1950, whenever it was. 1959? Hawaii. 1959. I'm glad, because without that happening, we would never had Hawaii 5-0. I like the original one. How many of you remember the original one? Was it Steve McGarrett? I still remember his name. Steve McGarrett, yes. Anyway. Welcome, Dano. Yes. Book him, Dano. That's right. Thank you, Ed. Just keep holding it. Now, is there another heroic figure who will come and help him hold it up if you want to? Yeah. There is another heroic. From Britain all the way, we imported someone who will hold up the flag. But I want us to just wallow in this, that it is 50. It's, say 50. 50. Jubilee. Jubilee. I believe prophetically this flag is broadcasting to us that this nation represents the spirit of Jubilee. Amen. And that we are going, we are adopted. I mean, many of us, I'm an adopted son of America. Born in Africa, now American. So I'm African American. And like our previous president. Kenya. Yes? And but also, if you get tired, let me know, Richard. We are non-discriminatory. If there is a woman who wants to come, you're welcome to. Olivia! Yay! Thank you. Yes. But it's also 50 is Pentecost. And we are upcoming. We are between Easter and Pentecost. And may this Pentecost be zappier than ever before. And by the way, there were outpourings, but some of the greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit. God has blessed America. And when Americans do everything big, have you noticed that other nations who do certain things used to be, but America has a way of doing it awesome, doing it big. I mean, I just, I do not want to minimize any other country, but I just want to say that this is a very prophetic flag, that when it was made, that it was a confession. This is what we believe our nation is like. And that in it, this is nation. I mean, you think of this year in June, I think the president will fly again to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings. And regrettably, he'll have to give a big hug to Macron. And anyway, it's just my personal prejudices. I love the cheese from France and other things. But have you heard the thing about a rifle, very bargain priced, owned by the French army, dropped only once? That's what they say, you know. But I hope the FBI is not recording me. I'll have a letter from France. The French are wonderful people. They had a handful of people who rose up against the Nazis called the French Resistance. So you see them. And I need to repent. Because I used to make cat jokes. I remember for years, I'd do cat jokes. That's, cats are innocent creatures. I think they're plotting to take over one day. The cats don't speak much. I mean, they don't. They're quiet. But they're planning a takeover, a coup. Dogs are there as your servant. They're the servants of mankind. They will lay their life down. Cats have a superior mentality. Then one day, I heard the Lord. I'm confessing everything here now. I heard the Lord speak a word of correction to me and said, Mahesh, I wouldn't make too many cat jokes. Didn't make any sense to me. I said, why, Lord? He said, do you know that I'm a big cat? He is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Ever since then, you've not heard me make too many cat jokes, have you? There was true repentance. Anyway, let's go on to the flag because Olivia may be getting tired. We'll move on. But get in this thing. I feel this year is a greater outpouring of the Jubilee blessings. All right? And this starts mean something very prophetic, and that this Pentecost, we are coming, about a few weeks, we'll be into Pentecost. And this, I'm believing. Remember, way at the beginning of this last century, around 106, I mean, 1906, 1908, when was it? Azusa outpouring was, huh? 06. Was the greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And how many of you, you got baptized in the Holy Spirit in the 70s, 1970s, or late 60s? Yeah. And, well, may you, I believe you guys are some of the major intercessors and prophesiers. It's already 40 years later. And every 40 years, something happens. It's like a prophetic season for us. It's time. Say it's time for revival. And some of you guys who are baptized in that, you are part of the agency and agents who are going to be used as you never dreamt of in the next season of outpouring and Pentecostal blessings. That we are not ashamed of Pentecost, and it's going to be zappier than zap. I saw Cindy and Sherry wave your arms. That Bonnie and I were just, I mean, young. We were just married 6 months, and we moved to where Derek Prince and Don Basham were the primary senior elders there, and then Bob Mumford joined us for a little while. But I got to be around some of the great, awesome leaders, and I used to accompany their dad and travel, and he was one of the most relaxed speakers. Just relaxed. He would sometimes be chewing gum and teach, and then said, command every demon to go, and suddenly the demons would manifest. And I was there as an assistant trying to, and we would hold out little vomit bags because there would be people who would get so intensely zapped that spirits of addiction, drug addiction, spirits of murder, anger, I mean, horrible stuff that spirits of epilepsy, I mean, they would just come out. And he would just still be chewing gum. Sometimes he would lean on and just watch. And some of the helpers, we would be running around trying to help. So, and it's, I'm praying that all of you will be able to experience this season of, I remember both of us have been in Baltimore. That was many years before. In that time frame, I remember I was asked to go to minister in Baltimore area. And it was about 20 churches sponsored my meeting. And they brought in every needy person. There were people who were autistic and all that, all that. And then they went to the streets and brought in the streetwalkers. So, and there wasn't enough. It was packed out. There was not enough except where the speakers were. And that had been reserved for leadership. And there weren't, I mean, and they were put all the, some of the streetwalkers in the front row. And, I mean, they were dressed like, in either that's okay, today you're going to dress up as streetwalker. No, I mean, you could say, I see by your outfit that you are, whatever, streetwalking. And some of the shortest skirts. Anyway, I mean, I tried not to look. I would preach here, and I would preach this way. But I wouldn't look straight. And then I just said, if I find out who put them on the front row, I'm going to beat them up. Because you don't kind of, anyway, when I gave the invitation, the first people who came up to give their life to Jesus Christ were these prostitutes. They got, and I said, oy vey, couldn't you save someone else, Lord? I mean, that was part of me that, you know, God had to sanctify and save. There is some, that, you know, it's sanctification is a process. In certain areas, it's slow. So I said, all right. I gave him the salvation prayer, and this did the prayer. And then I was looking for, I was going to go to the next stage to pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I pointed a couple of directions to have words of knowledge. And when I turned around, all these, there were about 12 of them. And I looked, and they were all on the floor. Nobody had prayed for them. I mean, they were right there with no catchers. And they were on the floor, and you could see where they had the needle marks and heroin addicts, addicted. And you could see and over their legs and thighs. I mean, there were marks all over the place. And they were crying. All of them were crying. And mascara was running down their face. And they were speaking in tongues. And I said, Lord, wait a minute. I did not pray for them to receive the Holy Spirit. What's happening? He said, you were too slow. The Holy Spirit came, zapped them, and they were praying in tongues. And then one of the greatest miracles I ever saw at that time, in that season, was all the drug marks, all the needle marks that often stay for years, you could, where they have taken all the drugs, instantly disappear. All right, and I saw it with my eyes. But as we see Pentecost, that this is, we are in the, I'm praying that each of you are going to see some of the most unusual miracles, that there were, you can pray and cancer overnight will go away. Say overnight. Overnight. So the Lamb of God brought them out of Egypt with silver and gold. Overnight, not one feeble in their bits. May we experience the fresh Pentecostal outpouring that behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the whole world. So that brings me, thank you, Scott, each of the ones who have volunteered to stood up, I give you a Twinkie on Sunday. But I promise these Twinkies and someone needs to buy them so I can give it to them. This is God said seven covers the six. I begin with it. And you see here, there are six white stripes. Six is the number of men, flesh, men. And then the red, this is seven. Say seven. And that's, if you go back to even some of the original in the Bible, until Derek Prince looked at it, and but he taught, and then I have taught also, because we saw it together in Africa, how the powerful, the seven outpourings of the blood of Jesus, that seven is a very biblical number. It's the number of blessing, the sevenfold outpouring of the blood of Jesus over mankind. So grace comes, breakthrough comes, healing comes, deliverance comes, restoration. The curse is broken, Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Christ, say Christ, has redeemed me and my family from every curse. By becoming a curse for me. And for me, this is the U.S. flag is declaring prophetically, Christ has broken every curse through the sevenfold outpouring of the blood of Jesus. Amen. 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 Give the Lord a big clap. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. So we are going to, Savi, come over here. Because since I saw that, I wanted to anoint you with oil. And hallelujah. Praise God. I'm so glad to see you. Hallelujah. I feel like the electricity is going through you. We're going to bless you And then you, both you and your husband, have, I believe, a real prophetic thing in the Catholic Church and other. The glory is coming. He's going to mightily use you guys to lay hands and impart the Holy Ghost blessing and total healing for you. Any shadow of family line curses is going in the name of Jesus. Long life in Jesus' name. Seven supersede six in the name of Jesus. Any shadow of cancer is canceled out in the name of Jesus. Long life you will see in Jesus' name. Stretch forth your hand towards our sister and bless her in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. There is someone's son who is battling drug addiction, or it may be a daughter, whatever, that we can. I believe the blood of Jesus is setting captives free tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Say, He sets the captives free. Put your hands out. That is one of the major principalities right now that is trying to put a curse and a shadow over our nation. 70,000 people died from drug overdoses in the United States just last year. And that's a greater number than how many died, how many of our soldiers died in the Vietnam War, just in 1 year. So it's a powerful demonic principalities, and only the praise and worship and prayer of God's saints is going to pull that stronghold down. So we thank you, Lord, that by the stripes, as we have held the flag of the United States, that you will cover once again the sevenfold splashing of the blood of Jesus will set the captives free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Gospel to the poor, eyes to the blind, anointing to set the captives free. For all of us, Lord, let the spirit of Pentecost come afresh in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.